Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to the Kitchen Garden Magazine podcast, your fortnightly fix of gardening features, advice and chat. Subscribe and follow us now to never miss an episode.
A question of garlic. Garlic is a must-grow crop for staff writer Tony Flanagan. Here he answers some of the most frequent questions asked by those growing garlic for the first time. Where did garlic originate from? Garlic has been around for thousands of years, so it must be good. The Egyptians grew it, the Chinese grew it, and it has been part of Indian cuisine for many centuries too. Now just about everyone in the UK eats it, surely, and it has become a popular plant to grow too. What plant family does it belong to? Garlic, Allium sativum, belongs to the onion or allium family, which as well as onions includes shallots and leeks. It is grown from cloves taken from bulbs, which you can buy online or from garden centres. These bulbs are specially bred, so avoid using supermarket or shop-bought bulbs as they may well harbour disease or be too tender for the UK climate. What do I do with the bulbs? When you get the bulb, you'll need to split it up into its constituent cloves as you do when cooking garlic. Gently prise the cloves away and remove any wispy layers of papery skin. You will note that each clove has a flat end and a pointed end. Always plant with the flat end at the bottom. How do I plant them? Make a drill in the soil about 5 centimetres or 2 inches deep and plant each clove 12.5 centimetres or 5 inches apart. You want the tip of the bulb to be about 2.5 centimetres or 1 inch below the surface of the soil. If you have more than one row, plant 20 centimetres or 18 inches apart. As shoots emerge, you may well have to cover up with netting. Foraging birds will often lift them out of the ground. If this happens, just replant the cloves back into their place, water in, and they will resume growing quite happily. When do I plant them? You can plant them either in late autumn, October to November, or late winter to early spring, January to March. Autumn is often preferred because it gives plenty of growing time over winter. Plus, the cold weather will be conducive to the formation of cloves. When purchasing garlic bulbs, look for the recommended planting times. What kind of soil is best? Garlic likes a rich, fertile, well-drained soil, which has had plenty of homemade compost or well-rotted manure added to it a few weeks before planting. It also likes plenty of water, but if your soil tends to get waterlogged, autumn planting is not recommended as the developing bulbs are likely to rot. What you can do is pop your cloves into 7.5 centimetres or 3 inch deep cell trays filled with multi-purpose compost. Place them in an unheated greenhouse or cold frame over the winter for planting out in late winter or in early spring. Keep the compost moist rather than wet. Can I grow them in containers? If you don't have a veg patch, garlic will grow well in containers, such as pots and window boxes. These should be at least 20 centimetres or 8 inches deep and filled with equal quantities with grit, multi-purpose compost, and organic matter, such as homemade compost or well-rotted manure. Cloves should be spaced 10 centimetres or 4 inches apart and planted to a depth of 2.5 centimetres or 1 inch as for planting in soil. What do I need to do once they're established? Garlic needs very little aftercare. Mostly it's a matter of weeding with a hoe between rows, but combine this with hand weeding closer to the bulbs, as it is easy to inadvertently damage them by careless hoeing. Also, keep the plants well watered during dry spells. Overwinter, add some mulch, homemade compost or well-rotted manure around plants, as this, although the cold is good for them, will keep them insulated against very hard frosts and keep the soil fertile. How do I know they are ready to harvest? The main spells for harvesting garlic are June, July and early August. An autumn-planted crop will be ready earlier than those planted in late winter, early spring. When the leaves start to yellow, water sparingly and eventually stop watering altogether as the leaves start to bend over. How do I lift garlic? When it comes to lifting garlic, don't pull from the stem. Take a fork or hand fork and dig right under the roots to loosen the soil around them. Then you can gently pull on the stem to lift it out. Leave the bulbs on the surface of the soil for a few days to let them dry out. After that, remove any soil from the roots with your fingers. Lay your crop on a wooden bench or on raised chicken wire to dry in the sun, turning them from time to time. If, as is often the case, the weather is wet, try a warm shed instead.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
How is it best to store them? Once they are dry, you can now store your crop for using over the autumn and winter. One method is to tie them in bunches with twine or, if you're especially keen, braid them. In either case, hang them up in a dry, cool, frost-free shed. Don't keep them in the fridge or in a warm kitchen. Keep an eye on them and remove any that show signs of rot to prevent it spreading. What pests and diseases are they prone to? Although garlic tends to be pest and disease-free, like other members of the onion family, it can be beset by a range of problems, including white onion rot, onion fly and downy mildew. More common, perhaps, is rust with its orange pustules appearing on the leaves. This is often a result of a lack of ventilation between plants, especially if they've been grown too close together. But in most cases, rust can be tolerated without any damage to the bulb itself. What is the difference between hardneck and softneck varieties? Hardneck varieties have a central stalk which can produce a flower. Softnecks don't have this central stalk. The former tends not to store as well as softnecks, but are hardier, and the flower stalk they send up can be harvested as a scape prior to the flower opening. Scapes can be cut and added to soups, salads and stir-fries to give a pleasant garlic flavouring. Any suggestions for the kitchen? Well, garlic can be used with so many things. I like adding cloves of garlic to roast vegetables with a sprinkling of thyme. Homemade garlic bread is a favourite, of course, and along with chilies and onions, garlic is first in the pan when making a curry. How good is it for you? One relative of mine used to eat raw garlic, and whether that had anything to do with living into his 90s, I'm not sure. By the way, if you do have a case of stinking rose breath, one of the names given to garlic in the past, try chewing on a sprig of parsley. The health benefits of garlic are much lauded in reducing the risk of cancer, heart disease and high blood pressure as an antiseptic against insect bites and a good source of vitamins and minerals. Low in calories too. What is elephant garlic? Elephant garlic, Allium ampeloprasum, as the name suggests, is big. Much bigger, in fact, than normal garlic. It is actually more akin to the leek than to garlic per se and has a milder garlic flavour. It produces fewer cloves and sometimes no cloves at all, just one giant bulb. Elephant garlic stores well and is a good one for roasting. Plant cloves 10 to 15 centimetres or 4 to 6 inches deep and 20 to 30 centimetres or 8 to 12 inches apart and 30 centimetres or 12 inches between rows. Look after as you would garlic proper. Ones to try. Softneck, Germidor. This popular variety produces large white bulbs, mild in flavour for autumn or spring planting. Available from Sarah Ravens. Rhapsody White, a large purple variety from Cadour in southwest France. Plant October to January, harvest as early as June. Available from King Seeds. Hardneck, Checkmate. This purple skin variety comes from Moravia in the Czech Republic and produces large bulbs with a strong flavour. Plant in the autumn. Available from D.T. Brown. Lubusha White, translating as Little Loved One. This is a heritage variety from the Ukraine. It produces large purple bulbs. Plant October to December. Available from the garlic farm. The Isle of Wight Garlic Festival. Each year, 2020 excepted, the Isle of Wight holds its garlic festival, August the 20th to the 21st, 2022. For more information and tickets, visit www.garlicfestival.co.uk. Suppliers. All the main seed companies supply garlic for planting, but you may also want to check out the following companies which specialise in garlic and garlic products. The Garlic Farm, www.thegarlicfarm.co.uk. The Really Garlicky Company, reallygarlicky.co.uk. Did you know, at the time of the pharaohs, garlic was fed to the slaves who built the pyramids to give them strength, stamina and foster good health. It was also a kind of currency. A slave could be bought for 15 pounds of garlic.
If you enjoyed this podcast, you can subscribe to Kitchen Garden Prime for just £4.99 per month. You'll be getting a whole lot for your plot, including an easy-read tablet and phone edition to read anywhere, anytime, exclusive access to 10 years of digital back issue archives, access to exclusive content from the online allotment, the Mudketeers website, plus the monthly print magazine will be delivered free to your door each month. Head to classicmagazines.co.uk/KGPrime to sign up today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.